Welcome back, everybody. It's the Commissioner's Office Podcast. We're here. First draft of the season. First part of the season. The draft is tomorrow, and we are ready to rock. Apologize for our sound quality. We forgot some cords to these mics, so we're just recording on a phone. But we are happy to be back. James, how are you doing?
I'm doing good for the, 100th season in a row. I don't have any draft picks, so it's all about making you guys happy and having a good time.
Hey, appreciate that, man. That's what a good commissioner is all about. Coke, how are you, you douchebag?
Pretty good. Brought the belt because, since we last talked, I was in the championship. Won it again. It's nice. I spruced it up a little bit. Keeping it clean,
Didn't take good care of it?
It was okay. I just wiped it down. I keep it clean all the time because, I wear it naked, so I gotta sanitize it, all that. So.
Fuck off.
We're excited for the draft, man.
This guy, yeah. It's draft season, baby. It's here. Empire Draft was fun. I dug the slow draft style. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of fun with that. I think that's something we could do in War Room eventually, but the in-person in War Room, magic happens.
So, tomorrow we have the golf outing, right, with all of us. I know James just had to take care of some business for a second. But say for some reason it gets canceled tomorrow. I was talking to a league member, and so if we have the draft just tomorrow as our big thing, why not? We can make the pick, 15-minute picks. Like, make it an all-day draft.
For sure.
We're going to be together.
Absolutely.
Right?
I wouldn't hate that. If golf isn't working out and we got nothing but time all day, might as well just have a slow draft during
Already. That's it. I mean, some people, when you get your draft pick, you'll probably just make your pick. But, if you have 15, 20 minutes, when you're shooting the shit and...
I think that
could be an option.
I think Empire kind of showed us that, people are a little more willing to make those trades when you get a little more time to talk and ruminate and see if you got guys you want
to
go for.
Slow draft's the way to go.
Yeah.
It was fun.
We'll definitely think about that in the future. But, it's also, if we don't do a slow, if we do a slow draft, when's James going to smoke us some ribs again?
Well, we could do a slow all-day draft.
All day.
I think that's a cool idea.
Not a bad idea.
Instead of doing it, boys.
We could start right in the morning at seven. You could start the draft if you're there. You're not, but you have, say you have 20-minute picks.
We have
three rounds. We're gonna have four rounds next year.
That's a good idea.
By the time the draft's done, food's ready.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, we're all sleeping.
Hey, I like this. Well, we're going to talk a little off season. We've had quite a few trades. This league's pretty much the best. Just things are always going down. And then we're going to talk the draft a little bit. And it's going to be a quick one. And then we'll have a post draft. We'll have some grades for you about how teams did and what they're looking like after free agency. And we'll go from there. But, Coke, is there any trades that, we last talked right before the championship, so lots of things have happened.
Yeah, we have some data from February. A big one I'm going to bring up. So I guess maybe we can go through some trades that give us the date and then kind of match. We don't have to hit them all. This one's from March 20th. All right, and this is between Shock and Hog.
Oh, yeah.
They've been busy, man. It's kind of funny because
Zach's been busy with everyone.
some guys have came back to teams that have been moved. But in this trade, Hog got Zeke Elliott, Robert Tonyan, Lamar Jackson, and a 2023 second from Zach. And then Zach got Kyler Murray, Claypool, and Hoggers 2023 first.
Okay. What's your gut reaction grade?
I'm not going to bring up if somebody went back. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If
we'll just talk at that.
Yeah. Gut reaction. I like the 2023 first, but Lamar Jackson to me is. Man, I don't know. That's a tough one, man.
I feel like that's a wash with Murray and Jackson.
Yeah, I like the running back side. I like Zeke, even though not that many people are high on him. But I'd probably take the Hogger side just because of running
back. The only thing that was shocking about this is this happened at a time where Zach wasn't – he could win now, and he gave up a little depth. But he loves those firsts. Those firsts are worth more than anything in the world.
He's not in it to ever win a championship. He's in it to make
first-round picks. Yeah.
He's addicted to it.
He's addicted to the trades, and
I can't remember who called him a farm team. I think it might have been you, James. But
yep, he's the league's farm team. You send him all your picks, and then whatever hits, he'll trade them right back to you.
He will.
So you always are guaranteed to hit.
James,
on your
does Zach
picks.
Have a championship by 2025?
If he wanted to, yeah, for sure, he could win one because he can make enough moves to make a great roster.
Mm-hmm.
It's just he tears it down the second he loses. So if he could stick with it, yeah, absolutely.
Yep. What about you, Coke? 2025? Do you think Zach gets it done?
Yeah, I do. He's got picks this year. He's got picks in 2023.
He's got all the picks in
2023. Yeah. So we'll see. He's traded. He likes to trade.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't?
We'll see. Yeah.
But, you know.
He's on a different level.
He's on a different level. He's down to make moves and have some fun, right? I mean, it's fun.
It's a great time. So moving forward, looking at some other trades. James, you made a trade with Coke a little ways back. You got Teddy Bridgewater, Tyler Boyd, and James Robinson for Sam Darnold and Miles Sanders. Now, at the time, talk to me about how you were feeling about it at the time and how you're feeling about it now.
Right before the draft. Right before the NFL draft, too.
Yeah, so the Darnold and Bridgewater, I didn't really care. That was a swap of guys I was never going to play. So that was just kind of to make numbers work from the trade calls we use. And I like James Robinson a lot. He was already better than Miles. And Miles wasn't really showing me a whole lot.
They weren't
committed to him.
It
seemed like Robinson, you know, he's the only back there. They're going to have to run the ball. They got Trevor Lawrence, so maybe they don't stack the box so much.
I hear you.
It all looked good until Urban decided to fuck me.
First round ETN.
Yeah.
Well, round with ETN and Chase going to the Bengals.
And that didn't bother me at all because, boy, he plays in the slot.
So
if anything, that should free up some coverage for him against, you know, safeties, linebackers.
Yeah, I hear you.
So that should be fine. And the Bengals aren't going to be good, so they're going to throw the ball a lot.
Yeah, that's true. That was a tough one. Other than that, we had some little moves were made. Coke, you gave up Darnold for 206, which, you know, was kind of nice of you for Spence. Like, you're probably going to get a sweet receiver with that pick, you know. Who knows what Darnold's going to look like with the Panthers, but that was nice of you to help Spence out because he definitely needed it. I've been making some moves with Zach. I made one trade. I got CeeDee Lamb for LaVishka at first. I was pretty pumped about that. And then Brennan's wedding weekend, we went Dalvin Cook and 1-7. And Zach got Josh Jacobs 5-6. So, you know, we've been going back and forth. Looking back, I'm okay with that trade still. Like, I'd definitely be excited if I had 5-6.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are you? Because with the draft coming up, I mean, you know, there are two holes on your team, right? You could
create
that quarterback and running back.
Correct.
If you had those two picks, you'd be set.
Yeah.
I mean, Dalvin and Josh, they're miles apart.
Yep.
Dalvin's way better.
But Dalvin's got about 2 years of hopefully elite.
Yeah,
but that's
who knows?
About it.
Do you regret it? Or are you good? I guess
I regret it a little bit.
Because
I don't hate it at the time because I've been a roller coaster. I kind of sold and was like, all right, I'm just not going to be okay. And then with all these draft picks, people love making trades when you got draft picks. So it kind of opened me up to make some moves. And now I'm in a compete now again phase. You know, I'm probably in a 1 to 3 year window here with a couple young pieces to hopefully pull me through. But it's going to be interesting, man. I definitely kind of wish I had 5-6. It would just give me some better options with what I could do. But I have Dalvin Cook. You know, I'm going to get a good player at 7. And then having 201. I tell you what, I don't regret it, but the trade's giving up 203 and 204 to BMO for Marquise and 107. I kind of regret that because they're going to be some sweet value at 203 and 204, I think.
When did you do that?
That was a little bit before those other trades. But yeah, a lot of other little moves, trying to see if there's any other big ones we could talk about.
There's a few big ones in there.
Definitely. I mean, Papa Coke joined the league. Welcome, sir. Welcome to the war room. T-Brow got the boot. He was cool with it. He was like, yeah, I probably should have been done a little bit ago. This continues to be the orphan team. James, does Papa Coke finally turn the ghost of J-Lo's past team into something serviceable?
Go ahead, James.
I think if anybody can do it, it's him. Because you see him when he walks into the draft, man. He's got his notebook. He's got some notes. He's working deals.
Do you think Jay Coke is just there to chirp for Papa Coke, or is he going to contribute in any way?
He'll contribute. Look, Papa Coke made a move in Empire that I wasn't about. But, I mean, he loved the guy when he moved up to number – I think he moved up to pick two and took Najee.
Took Najee,
You know, hey, get your guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think Jay Coke will maybe reel him in on certain decisions like that. But
I think Jay Coke's nothing but a mascot. You heard me, boy.
Oh,
that's all you are.
Most likely, man. I mean, see his team in Empire. Not very good.
Oh, it's not great.
Not great. I mean,
he's got good chirps, so I'm happy he's in the league.
He's there for waiver wire bids and for Sundays, man. For the long term, the mascot. The GM's popping.
Yep. Oh, man.
I mean, what James is in War Room, Jay Coke is in Empire. middle of the pack. Okay.
<Just. laughs> Except for Jacob has some draft picks. James, not so much.
No. But that's nothing new.
You know what? I got something for you. Who's going to take a first round? Who's going to make a first round pick first? James or Brennan?
Ooh, that's a good call. I don't think you have him until 2023.
But you got to factor 24.
24 now.
You got to factor in who's going to be good and bad, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Brennan claims that he knows he has to sell at some point. Does he do it before his team's at the apex?
Well, like
I don't know.
It's tough, man.
It is.
There's not a lot of buyers in the league.
No, there's not.
The picks are like
becoming a lot more valuable.
Very weird. You know what I mean? Like, next year, there's, like, three guys who have first-round picks.
Yeah. It's going to be – yeah, BMO's one of those guys that
– BMO,
he's got a blueprint. He's got a blueprint. It's going to be
– I mean, but then you're running into a guy like Zach who likes his picks. So, Gordon, I don't know where he's going to sell.
No, I guarantee you, he has no 2022 picks. James, how many picks does Zach have by the beginning of the 2022 draft?
All of them.
All of them.
Every pick, every round.
Let's look at Gore's roster here.
But I would not be surprised that at one draft it's just Zach.
Eventually, all of them. He just gets all their picks.
Because he's going to get tired of having all the first round picks eventually. Yeah. And he's going to have all the seconds, all the thirds.
Then he's going to have nobody, and then he's going to be like, damn, I can't roster all these guys.
Well, he's got six in the third this year. He's got one, two, three, four.
Four in the first.
Four in the first. The guy's wild, man.
He's got 11 picks this year?
Yeah.
Can you roster all them?
Probably not.
I don't know. Let's
he's talking about roster. Consolidating it at some point, I feel like, because he was working me on some deal.
He's approached me about some deals.
He's got a lot of
He might be thoughts. Close. He might be close to
so, fitting. You know, let's take a look at, you know, we were talking about Brennan. He's in the win now window, right? You know, McCaffrey is 25, so he's good. Chris Carson, 26. You know, he's rolling in.
He's in the 2-year window.
I mean, you're not selling him for much.
No, he's not.
Like, right now, no.
He'll help your team, but he's not going to. He's got no trade value.
Like, he could probably sell him for a second this year.
Probably.
Next year?
Probably not.
No. I mean, Hop, he's 29. That boy, you ain't selling him for. I mean, it depends. You know, it
depends.
It depends. What did you sell Thielen for 2 years ago?
I sold Thielen this offseason.
Yeah.
To Hogger for a 2023 second.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
you know,
not
but
bad.
Hop and Thielen are different players.
They are. No, they are. It was just, you know, thinking the age. And he's got Michael Thomas. He just got Keenan Allen's up there.
Yeah, Gore's in a 3-year window. Like, and if
three,
he doesn't.
He might be in a 2-year window.
Yeah.
Bro, he might be in a 2-year window. I mean, he's got Matt Ryan, 36. Yeah, he's probably in a 2-year window. Look at, he's going for it, which is
good. We
push his cards in.
We need it.
But he might be sitting at a point where he gets draft picks. It might just be seconds and thirds, and then he's hanging on for.
Well, hey, if we've learned it, you've won your championships, all right? But all it takes is to get into that dance and win it at the right time.
Oh, dude, it is 100% all luck.
Evil super team, mother.
Well, we've made a couple big
You made some huge trades.
Some big trades this offseason.
And you just keep getting younger.
God,
that scares you, DK. Hey, kitty.
There's a cat in here. getting DK was cool. I mean, giving up Ridley and 2-3.
Something like that.
Yeah. Which is a solid deal.
It's not bad.
That's a good pick for Zach.
Yeah.
He might be looking at Devonta Smith, Waddle there maybe. You know.
I don't love Ridley. I just don't think he's an alpha, and I don't think Pitts takes enough attention off him, but that's just me. James, how do you feel about it?
I like Ridley a lot. I think he can.
What did you trade him for?
I got Kamara in the deal. I traded Ridley and Leonard Fournette for Kamara.
Huh.
Nice.
Not a bad trade.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
That's not a bad trade.
I like that a lot. But Ridley, I mean, Julio's hurt all the time, and he put up that season with Julio gone.
He did.
And it's. I think Pitts just helps because.
Oh, I forgot to get DJ.
It was Hooper there before who was good, but you see what Hooper actually is.
Yeah.
Right. No, 100%. I mean, that's why, you know, speaking, we'll get into that in a little bit. Getting DJ Moore was cool. I've liked DJ Moore for a lot. I did work.
Yeah, I just hate that you got younger at wide receiver and really didn't give up that much. It's pretty frustrating, actually.
I feel like giving up Ridley in 2-3 is a lot.
But you got DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
You know, he's a different breed. He's built
different.
Yeah,
he is built different.
He's
Derrick Henry and receivers.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, James, so what do you – I mean, you're kind of a win-now window, right?
I'm going to sell to whoever will actually give me a good deal window.
That's when people have
my team is fine. Like it'll compete.
Yeah.
Like it'll make playoffs. But like there's a couple like super teams out there. So
exactly. Well, that's what you get with a 10-man superflex. Like you can become very top heavy, you know, and we've been heading that way, and now it's like you need studs. Like all of our teams, honestly, are pretty good. Like, you know, Masick's team got a lot better, Hog's team's a lot better. Like everybody's team's decent. There's no like absolutely terrible team. There's just some super, super teams. Would you agree?
Oh, for sure.
Who are those super teams?
Fuck off. I told myself I wasn't going to swear on this pod, Coke, and then you came out here with this belt, and now I'm just like...
I did bring the belt.
Fired up.
Did bring the belt.
I just want to throw it in our faces. We should have zoomed it.
It's the Isaac Oakley podcast, I guess.
Yeah. Tell him, Brennan. It's all about... He's so good at fantasy. I wonder what it's like.
Well, we don't win. Wait, my favorite thing about Gore is he's like, you had a tank to get there. Brennan, two belts is worth it. Right? I mean...
I hear you, man.
It's you got to do what you got to do to win.
I hear you.
It's like he's you know, he's got like the boomer mentality with the fantasy team. He's like, I'm doing it the right way. This is the only way to do it. But he keeps losing.
Mm-hmm. And the analytics guys just kind of pass him.
Yeah, he just keeps losing, you know. And then all of a sudden, he just doesn't have a team, and he's at the bottom.
Oh, I can't wait for a Brendan call in or an appearance on the pod.
We got to get him an interview tomorrow.
Oh yeah, maybe we can get a draft day interview.
Let's see if his passion overtakes. Hey, listen,
after golf, don't be rattling up when we're trying.
No.
Yeah, he's on your team.
No. Look, my goal tomorrow at the draft is to get at least two interviews. I'm bringing my phone so we can plug it right in here.
There you go. Love it. Be ready for it, gentlemen. Be ready for it. Well, we got a draft about 24 hours away from now. What do we think? We want to do a little mock?
Ooh, we could mock. We could totally mock.
We could mock. No, we're not going to mock. Don't worry, Zach. We're just going to talk some picks, talk what might happen. It's a pretty, you know, it's fun to look at the draft board and literally only pick that hasn't been traded is 101. That's the only pick. Spence has held that first, and he's tried to move it.
I mean, we can wait. I know we talked a little bit before we potted, Paul. We could talk team needs, maybe. James,
we could do a little bit. Let's just take it. We won't say who's going to what team or who's going where.
No.
You agree that five quarterbacks, three running backs, one tight end, wide receiver, is that the first round?
Five in the first? No.
You don't think so?
No. Yes. I don't think so.
Quarterbacks?
You don't think five quarterbacks in the first round?
No.
I mean, look at those
teams. Do you remember where Tua fell?
Yeah, I mean, it's different this year. Papa Coke's in here now.
Papa Coke is in there. Papa Coke has his, like...
I understand, but... Tua was either the first or second QB off the board last year, depending on who you ask.
And he went all the way to nine? Are you saying five?
Like, well, because I look, Zach traded all his quarterbacks. Zach has to take two of them. Masick's for sure taking one. I have to take one. Papa Coke's probably going to take one.
Papa Coke,
you know,
is not,
like he's not letting a quarterback go past.
We know him.
You know,
he has like seven quarterbacks in Empire.
James, trust me, I wish I was wrong. Because if I could get a quarterback at 201, I would be fucking jacked. But I just look at who's in front of me and who's behind me, and I feel like Zach and Masick could both, like, Masick could go QB. Zach could go two QBs after that if he wanted to, you know? It's just, I don't know. I hope I'm wrong, James. I hope you're right, but yeah, I feel like five are going.
I don't know, man. If you're right, then this draft's going to be nuts.
I think there's
10 players going in the top 10.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what order, but it's always going to be this 10. Like that's, I feel like I can guarantee that.
Because there's the three running backs. You know, you got Javonte, you got Travis, you got Najee. You know, they're going to fall somewhere in there. I would assume Spence might take one. I could see Bimo definitely taking one. Zach maybe takes a running back.
Papa Coke
at 9 and 10. Yeah, if a running back's there, he's definitely taking it.
Yeah. And then Pitts is going.
The Pitts factor. Like
Pitts is going for sure.
Does Zach take him? Or Masick going to snipe him at three?
Masick might snipe him.
What do you think, James? Masick snipe him at three, or does Pitts fall to Zach?
I think Zach takes him. Yeah. I don't know. I personally love Pitts. I'm all about him. But I have to have Chase before I take Pitts.
Yep.
So I think it's going to be a tough call.
It's tough to pass up. You know, it's tough to pass up a tight end who is probably slated for 125 targets next year.
I think he's going to be Julio in that offense.
Yes, easy.
Not saying he's going to be, you know, that production, mm-hmm. especially right off the bat.
For sure.
But he's taking over that role.
Yeah, that's very true. And that leads us into the second round, which, if you're listening to what we're saying, there is going to be some wide receivers in the second round.
I think the second round is going to be crazy.
The second round should be wild. I mean, it's pretty much controlled by you and BMO, if we're being honest. What are you have three? BMO has – you have one, two, three picks. BMO has four picks.
The big thing –
Zach has one. I have one.
Yeah. Well, the draft is controlled by Masick at three.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I think that pick is – Look, Shaw.
The domino.
Look, yeah. I think
you know where the first two are going.
Shaw traded for Garoppolo.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? To do the wild card, but kind of writing might be on the wall.
Yeah.
That pick, that three pick, you know, is going to be the deciding factor. What happens? Like how it happens? How the top ten guys get shuffled in?
It really is I don't know, because Masick, I was telling him, because I was trying to make some moves with him, trying to somehow get Darnold or Wentz, see what he was wanting. And he wasn't trying to trade him. And I was like, dude, you got two in the first three. Like, go two QBs. He's like, I don't want to, put myself into that corner. So, and I get it.
You know, I've mentioned like you said, two QBs. Like, and I've mentioned that. Like, we bullshit all the time about two QB, like, about the draft. And I mentioned it to a couple guys, like, you know, what if Masick goes two QBs? They're like, oh, no, he won't. He already has Sam and Wentz. Like, but Sam and Wentz aren't guaranteed facts, man. Yeah, yeah. Those two QBs he could take are five-year guys, right? Oh, yeah. Guaranteed.
They're getting that. You know, and one like, might not start right away, but if he takes Trevor, Trevor's for sure, like, day one.
Trevor's not ready.
Yeah, maybe Gardner.
Trevor's falling.
Yeah, but, like, if you're putting all your eggs into, like, I like Sam Darnold, I like Wentz, they went to solid teams.
Mm-hmm.
Make something happen, but look at man, they didn't put up the numbers.
Yeah, it's you know very what I mean? True.
They weren't good where they were. They got traded for a reason, you know.
Mm-hmm. And Spence, he's a wild card, and he said he's still a wild card about coming. I was like, dude, you coming? And he's like, oh, I don't know. He's been telling me that since February, and he still says, oh, I don't know. I talked to him today.
Yeah,
cocksucker can't.
So we'll see, man. That number three pick's a big one. I'm excited for that pick, and I'm excited for 2-1.
2-1.
Just because you know you're. Like if it goes how we think it will, Paul. James doesn't think that way.
Yeah, I want it to be what James says,
because then you're probably looking at, you know, you have a good slate of receivers, but then the top back is Sermon.
Exactly. That's the tricky part. I was going to talk about. So in the second round, we're going to have Jalen Waddle. You're going to have Devontae Smith. You're going to have Rashad Bateman. You're going to have Trey Sermon. You know, Rondell Moore, Elijah Moore. Like, there's a lot of hype around him. Like, you know, this second round is going to be wide receiver heavy. But like you said,
that value of Sermon,
that Sermon right there, and then you know, Michael Carter will probably go on the second somewhere too.
I'd assume so. Well, that's like there's the tier, the big three, right?
Yeah.
Then there's Sermon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could probably, if you want to slate Michael Carter in there, that's fine. But after that, after those five.
It's tough.
Fucking yeah, Lynn Dix all over the place, man.
Yep,
bunch of TYs. Room.
Yeah. So I don't know, because the wide receiver value is going to be nuts, but maybe Trey Sermon, I don't know.
But that running back,
you're right, especially in a Niners offense when Justin Wilson and Mostert are already hurt.
Like, and you know, he played Ohio State, which is his own run team.
Yep.
Look, if Trey Sermon falls to me, am I as big on him as I am on the top three? No.
Yeah.
But I'm going to putting feelers out there for him. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to be putting him out on the market, be like, hey, what are you giving me for this two? You know, this guy could be in the Niners offense, young quarterback, good O-line, two good receivers, good tight end, good blocking tight end. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's gonna be interesting. But yeah, 2-1. I don't know what I'm doing yet. We'll see. I hope it goes the way James said in the first round. And
hey, if a QB or
I mean, that all is gonna boil down to if anybody really likes Mac Jones enough at the end of the first round.
Do you think if Papa Cook, if somehow Masick doesn't do quarterback, and I get Fields or Lance at 7? Do you think Papa Coke goes Wilson and Mac Jones 9-10?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. He's taking them both. Yeah. Oh, so Mac's not getting past Papa.
No.
Yeah. I had a feeling. You know, I was sitting there too.
He's going to listen and totally flip his strategy because he's got you pegged, boy.
He might, man. He might. I mean, because he took Najee Harris at 2, and I did not see that coming. Look at it. I know those guys are – this is more – like, his team in Empire is a little – he can do whatever he wants. His team is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He can make that Najee move. He can make that move because he has the flexibility. This league, he does not have that flexibility.
He doesn't.
He just got David Montgomery, 23-year-old running back. He's got two picks. I mean, if you can cornerstone your team with Dak Prescott, and if you get a Mac Jones and a Wilson, you're fucking set.
You're not looking bad. You're not looking bad.
Or say five quarterbacks go before him, and then you're looking at of Javonte Williams and
he'll go running back,
ETN,
running back for sure.
And he's cornerstone with those two guys, yeah. And he's got Montgomery.
He's okay. I mean, he did well. Like, his Cam Akers trade, he got what he needed to.
He'll be fine, and then I think Dak moves.
I don't know. They want a lot for him, man.
I don't know the price. I've inquired about it. I know
he sounds expensive.
Yeah, he does. He's got to be for them. Right?
Oh yeah,
that's
their
last. They milked Akers for what they could.
Oh yeah, they got great value for that. Great value for that.
You know, we'll see, man. The league's moving. It's kind of shifting, which is nice. Because if that team can become competitive, this league will be like.
Let's talk BMO real quick, because he's got 1-8, and then he's got a lot of second round picks. Do you think we're sleeping on him? Do you think BMO could jump? You know, into. He's been near the top tier, but he's got 1-8, where he's probably going to take a running back.
He's too focused. And then he's got a lot of.
Right. BMO, I feel you, bro. Hashtag Bald Brothers. We're in it together, man.
I mean, he's got to take a running back at 8. Right?
Yeah, that's, for sure.
I mean, yeah, Derrick Henry, Clyde.
But then he's going to get sweet wide receivers in the second round.
Yeah.
Like,
don't. What were you going to say? You think he moves up?
Do you think he jumps a tier? Like, is BMO a team that you know you shouldn't sleep on because he's got a lot of 2022 picks? Like. You know, is BMO a dark horse to be a championship and then be a championship team?
If he nails his picks, yeah, like he does, yeah. If he, so you got to think. Okay, I mean the quality of guys you get in the second round and third round. If you can get one guy who's probably a top 20 and one guy is a top 20 and third, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Like those are dart throws.
Yeah,
they don't all even in the first round. Not all of them are gonna hit.
Heck no.
But I mean, the more picks he got, and like I
better chances to take. Well, that's been BMO did like this. That was my strategy in the past. Where I trade my first and just get more second round picks. Mm-hmm. You know, and I kind of went different this year. But you know, I'm almost like drafts coming up. I'm like, damn, there's going to be some sweet value in the second. You know, it's going to be real interesting to see how it plays out. Who ends up on what teams? Because you got an awful lot of second round picks too, Coke. And you know, you got the ability to play with it however you'd like.
Oh yeah, I mean it's just BPA pretty much. You know what I mean?
You're just having some fun.
Yeah,
and then Papa Coke will come in with that last pick.
Like if I can nail one guy in the second round, if I can get one good guy, money, right?
It just
flows in the in the rotation. I mean,
absolutely. You could get a JJ or Sega Whiteside. You could get AJ Brown. You know, those are second round. Those are second round draft picks.
Like you got AJ Brown in 2-4.
Yeah.
I mean, and last year I took Mims
yeah.
over Higgins.
Mm-hmm.
I took
Rager over Jefferson.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah. But I got Johnny T.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it shit happens. Exactly. If you can hit one of them,
just gotta hit
then
a
you're
couple.
Good, right? You hit a couple picks, then it just
that's for sure.
But if you whiff, that stinks
for
know?
Sure.
Like the first draft we did, I got Geis.
Yeah,
got him back for a buck.
You still got him back.
Then you're banking on guys who were injured last year that are coming back. My guys took Cortland Sutton. I mean, I don't know if you guys got any guys coming. I mean, you got Chark, who fell the number 3, apparently.
No way.
Where does Chark finish on the Jags receiver? Like, yards?
Not 3.
You think
I can see
Visca
possibly. Yeah, I don't think Marvin's got a lot left in the tank.
Like
maybe that can be on our next pod when we make our season predictions. We can.
Ooh, I like that. I still got this
stuff. Yeah.
How old is Marvin?
I still got those.
He's old.
I still got those up my.
Daryl Bevel. They like
in the basement,
other, bro.
I still got
you still got the board up.
Yeah, right,
we still got some bets. We got
some shot bets.
For
who did I pick? Pettis, the one.
Yeah, yeah.
I still think Chark's the alpha there. The Urban was talking. How he wants him to bulk up to be the Michael Thomas in that offense. So if he's already saying he envisions him to be his. Number one, like he had Michael Thomas.
I hear you.
That's all you need. He was a stud. It's just he had a shit quarterback
it's
play.
True. Well, Minshew, so. Minshew mania, bro. Minshew's. He's not going to let Trevor Lawrence just have that job. He's making him earn it. Even though I think when he shaved his mullet, he just gave up any chance.
That's where the power came
give
from.
QB one, exactly. I don't know what he was thinking. All right, third round. Zach has 6 picks. I have 2 picks. Masick has 2 picks. How many of Zach's thirds do you think get traded, James?
I was just looking. I think he has 7 open spots and 11 picks.
Yeah.
So most of those.
Yeah?
So nobody trade with him. Make him cut, guys.
Well, that's the thing. I think he wants to trade and get people in there. You know, but I think in draft day, people will be excited. But it's like when you have back-to-back-to-back-to-back picks, people are just going to be, you know, it's going to be interesting, you know. Because I could see Brennan getting antsy and wanting to jump into the third round getting picked. James, I could see you seeing a guy you really like and, like, trying to put a little package together to jump in, snag a guy at the right price, obviously.
You're going to have, after saying that, you're going to have Zach in my inbox offering me four third-round picks for A.J. Brown.
You're not wrong.
No, I bet you Zach makes a move to trade up.
You think so?
Back in the second. Yeah, Masick, I bet you Masick might. Paul, I can see you even trying. You know,
I got 2 and 9 in the third, so it depends on.
There can be some moves made.
Because I think the third's gonna have some sweet value and a lot of obviously more dart throws, but you know you're gonna have that next tier of running backs who could hit. You know, because Antonio Gibson was a third round pick a couple years ago. You know, like these are guys that can hit.
He was.
You don't know. You just don't know.
I mean, Gibson ran into the. I mean, when Geis got. Because Geis, if Geis was there, no problems, just talent. I mean, that'd be a little bit of a, more of a head-to-head kind of thing, I guess. You know, Gibson wouldn't blow up as good. You know, it's kind of shit happens. Yeah, you know,
exactly. Stuff happens. You know, Kenny Gainwell, something happens to Miles Sanders. Right. All of a sudden, 100%. He's got the rock.
Look at Elijah Mitchell.
Yeah, exactly. Trey Sherman doesn't pan out. San Francisco running backs, if you're running back of the Niners, you got a chance. if you can read his zone blocking.
Like, you guys never know who that guy is going to be.
Exactly. You never...
So, hopefully...
You never know.
I mean, from the stuff that... Apparently, Trey Sermon's just walking in and know what the hell is going on. From what people are saying.
It's going to be interesting. James, over, under tomorrow... Because we make so many trades in the offseason. Do you think draft day is going to have less trades and people are just going to take their picks? Or do you think things are going to be flying? Because Empire is the opposite. Empire, nobody makes any moves all year. Draft comes, nothing but moves. Yeah.
There's 21 trades in that draft.
The slow draft helped a lot with that. It's hard to work a deal. Even though I always pause if somebody's making a trade, just the nature of it, you've got a couple minutes on the clock... trying to make a pick, and if somebody doesn't come at you with a great deal off the bat, it's just not happening.
Yeah.
You know? There'll be some trades.
Under 5.
Ooh.
Under.
Yeah.
Picking the under?
I'd say under.
Okay.
Because people are bitches. No, seriously. Gore thinks his team is so good.
People are bitches, and Gore's the first word out of his mouth. Ah, shots fired. Keep going.
No, he is what he is, right? He's a fake. He's fake good.
He's just fake good.
Like he's not. Damn. He's like, I don't know. You know, T.Y. blew up his team and he shouldn't have. That should have been Gore. Because the guy's hanging on to limp dicks, man.
Oh man.
He.
You're gonna fire him up, dude.
Fire him up for. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's like we were talking with the golf guys. You know, it's like J-Lo's team. They want to bet. Oh, I'll bet us. It's like, why are we wasting our time? So it's like with Brennan. Why are we wasting our time, Brennan? Just blow it up. Give your guys away. Because look at James is gonna beat you to the punch. And then you're just waiting, you're just flapping in the wind.
Brennan will get better deals than I will in this league. 100%.
I don't think so.
You wanna bet?
I don't think so.
I'll pull up some messages. Good. Change your mind.
Listen, he will not. I think Papa Coke, I was at my dad's house, and Papa Coke started laughing. I was like, what? He's like, Brennan just offered me A.J. Green and a third for Jordan Love. So, he's just flapping the wind, man. Flapping.
It's hard making deals, but that's commish, man. Nobody wants to send any guys my way.
Unless you're giving up all your draft picks.
Zach told me, he goes, he made a trade with somebody else, and I had a better offer with him. Yeah. He goes... It would have made you good. I couldn't do that. So I took less so it wouldn't go to you.
Some bullshit, dude. It ain't right, James. So do you think, are you going to hold on draft picks from here on out? You just
got to...
No. You catch me on the right day, I get antsy, I'll trade whatever.
Oh, man.
Okay. Well, I think, I don't know, man. I'm interested to see how the taxi squad plays.
That will be big. Because, you know, we're not doing the fourth round this year. But, you know, we're... You know, the day after, there's going to be a lot of free agency moves made because I know we all got guys we like that probably aren't going to be drafted.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, now this year, James, the taxi squad stuff, do you want to just break it down for everyone real quick? So, like, if I draft someone in the third round and put them in my taxi squad, they got to pay up us. Do they give me a second to get my guy, or how's it work?
Yes. So, basically, somebody in the group chat has to say, I'm making a steal proposal, however they want to word that, this is who I'm going after. And they have to offer one round higher than where they're drafted. So if it's a third rounder, they have to offer a second. If it's a second rounder, it's a first. If it's a first rounder, it's a first and a second. But the kicker here is whoever is getting stolen from, they get to choose which first round pick that they want. So if somebody's really bad and they're like, I love this guy, I'll offer a first for him.
Well, you know,
fine, that might be the 101. That's the one I want.
Right.
And if they say no, then there's no steal.
Gotcha.
There's no negotiations with it. It's what you want or there's no steal.
So say, James, I have a second rounder on the bench or on my taxi, right? Yep. And you're like, I want him. And you're like, you want to give me a first, but you're playing a little move like you wanted me to get him off my taxi. Yeah.
Up from your taxi.
And I'm like, fine, James.
I have to be willing to pay that first.
Yeah, yeah. But what if you don't, what if you're just doing it just to get him off my taxi squad, right? And I'm like, fine, give me the deal. And then you're like, no.
Once you put it out there,
Once it's in the group message, it's official.
That might as well be a trade proposal in your inbox.
Because you can't. So, you know what I'm saying?
You don't
like,
back out of it once you put it out there.
Once it's out there, you can't back out. There's no play. Yeah. Because, wait, personally, I would try that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah. Nope.
So,
I hear you. Well, and that's going to make Zach and all his draft picks even more interesting. You know, I think he's going to look at some taxis. You know, obviously, there's not going to be many first or second round picks on taxi squads, but, you know, that adds another value to these draft picks. And, I'm excited to see what happens because I think that every team having three guys that can stash on the taxi definitely will make us a little bit more competitive.
Yeah, and I think so too.
Add another element to the game that, you know, we're ready for. I mean, look at us, man. We just keep making this league better and better, and, you know, we're taking it to that next level.
And to start, it might be a little slow because it can't say, for example, this next year, I can't offer you a 2024 first. It's got to be in the next
draft. Oh, okay. It's got to be. So if you don't have picks in that next draft.
So if you don't have picks in that next draft, you can't steal anybody.
Right. Ah, okay.
Right.
Okay.
And I mean, I guess you can't necessarily steal until the thing it locks in, right?
Yes, you have to wait until after like the season starts.
Because like
until that first game, I can put a guy back on the bench. Maybe I like him in my taxi.
Right. Okay.
I'm gonna move him there.
So basically, first game you can start throwing some offers out.
Yep.
Basically can't back out. What's your window?
My window
on the decision.
72 hours, I believe it is.
Okay.
And that's. You know, if it's, you know, vacation or something, somebody's gone.
For sure.
We'll be, you know, lenient with that. You know, we'll work with that. But
So say you got 72 hours. Paul, I want to take your second rounder. I'm going to offer you first. And then Paul doesn't decide yet. And I'm like, I don't want to do it anymore.
As long as I haven't decided, I feel like he should be able to take it away, correct? Or, like, rescind the offer before a decision's been made? I don't know.
Because look, say, hey,
worst
case scenario, not worst case scenario, but worst fear is when you offer a trade and then somebody gets hurt and somebody quickly accepts it.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, I feel like that's on Paul to make that decision. I can pull that back within that 72 hours. If he makes a decision and he's like, yeah, I'll take the deal, I can't pull it back.
I feel like what I would say is if you decide you want to pull it away before there's been a decision made, that's fine. Okay. But if they accept it and you say, well, no, I don't like it anymore, that's too bad.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay. Agreed.
I like that. Because, that stops the, you know, the strategy-wise. You know?
For sure. Now, when you take someone from a taxi squad, they have to go to your active roster as well, correct?
Yes.
Like, if you have an extra taxi squad, like, you can't steal someone's taxi and then put them on yours.
Nope, you can't go to your taxi, and they can't go to anybody's taxi. Ever.
Oh.
Once they're on an active roster.
Okay.
Like, we've had some stuff going on. I made it kind of lenient this year since we didn't actually have a taxi last year.
Yeah.
Guys that would have been on it, you know, people couldn't put them on there.
Mm-hmm.
So I put them on there for them. So, like, Jordan Love, you know,
like
he didn't play a snap last year. Nobody was keeping him.
No.
He would have been a taxi guy from day one.
Right. Absolutely.
So, they're allowed to be on there, even though they were active last year, but going forward.
Gotcha.
And they get this, how many years are they on there? Two?
Two.
Two. So, by the third year, they got to be active.
Yeah, I think Sleeper words it as more than 2 years of NFL experience.
Right.
So, I think you can hold them through that second year off season all the way, but once that third year
starts,
I think that's when they got to come off.
Nice. This was helpful. I think the guys, they read the stuff. Half of the guys can't read. You know, they're like, what's going on here?
Basic doesn't even, I heard he's dyslexic.
Maybe we should put in the show notes that, hey, go to here if you want to understand taxi.
Because
James, very well job explaining, very well done explaining that.
I think we got most of our questions on it, too. Like,
those are.
Any loopholes, basically.
Yeah, exactly. You are the loophole finder, my friend. Yeah. So if there's a loophole, Coke will sniff it out. That's for damn sure.
We talked about on the golf course is the, you know, I brought it up, is the fab. Now, I was really cool about rolling it over. I really liked the idea, but who uses it?
Mm-hmm.
And it ruins the value of it, kind of.
It does. It does. Well, I think now the big thing is going to be post-draft Fab. You know, post-rookie draft, that's when Fab's most important.
Right.
You know, getting the guy, especially, it depends on your roster, you know, who you can cut and whatnot.
But, I mean, even if I had, like, four times the value, I wouldn't use it.
Totally.
Right? Like, I would only use what I think could get the guy at the lowest point. You know what I mean? I'm not going to overpay on there because, I don't know. So, are we rolling it over? Are we going to keep it just flat?
Well, I'm not going to make any decision. I'll put it out
something. Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of a pain in the ass, too, because the sleeper is supposed to have it roll over. They said that was supposed to be a feature, and I wouldn't. Now I got to. Somebody had $200 left over. I give them another $250. I got to bump the total up to $500.
Oh, right.
And then it's just everybody's kind of a pain in the ass. Nobody uses it. So, I would be totally for it.
I think that's, I think that should be a nice vote because I do the same thing in Empire. You know, you gotta roll it over, bump the price up, and even the league starting might be too high.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened exactly. But.
Like we did it, we learned, you know. But I think you guys are both right that you know it makes more sense to just keep that value at 100, do it for that year, and then you reset.
Yeah, it's you
know
you can't trade it.
Exactly,
it's just like a.
It's not unless you're J-Lo, and that's why he's out of the league.
He's trying to give me his Fab as his buy-in.
that's how he tried paying. Man, any bold predictions for tomorrow? Either of you two?
No bold predictions? No.
You say five QBs in the first. I feel like a bold prediction is saying not five QBs in the first. So James kind of made his.
So what do you think? Then what's your other pick in the first then?
You think a wide receiver would?
I think so because that's where all the depth is in the draft. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like those running backs are going in the first
for sure.
So you think Max falling out, right?
I think, and I don't think he falls far either because I think 2-1 or 2-2.
He wouldn't go past 2-1.
No,
exactly. So it's all what Papa Coke decided.
That's the thing. If Zach was at 9 and 10 like he originally was, then I might agree with you. Like, you know, I don't know if five quarterbacks go, but Papa Coke being there, you know, he's. He loves his QBs.
He's a value guy.
He loves his QBs.
So you think it'd be a receiver?
I think so. I mean, I like Mac. I mean, a big Pats guy, but you got to believe in him right now as being that guy, or that his ceiling, he's not even close to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think because if you're taking a QB at the end of the first round, he's not the top of the class by any means. So that value, you got to think it's going to skyrocket to flip it or be your guy.
Right.
And I don't know if you can believe in him as either yet.
Well, and that's why I think the Wilson and Mac debate is interesting.
I think Zach Wilson looks like he belongs on a swim team. I wouldn't touch him.
Well, that's the thing, you know? Like, he's BYU. He hasn't played great competition. Like, Mac Jones has only played great competition. Like, I'm really torn at 7 because that's the two guys I'm looking at.
Yes,
he was drafted 2nd overall, but, like, I'm more prone to take a guy that won against great competition. Granted, he had the best wide receivers maybe ever, but it's I'm torn, man. Because I agree with you, James. Zach Wilson, he has bust written all over him. You know,
I don't trust anything the Jets do. So.
I mean, didn't Daniel Jones get taken on the 3rd? I think it was before Superflex.
That was the year like we knew we were Superflex, but we weren't Superflex yet.
And then he got traded for a first.
For a first, correct.
So like that, like you could say. Maybe, maybe, like, okay, it could be the guy, but the value, like, the trade value for quarterbacks is higher than probably.
Or he could be like a Darnold, where, look at what Darnold was coming out. He was supposed to be a stud,
right?
Went to the Jets, kind of, he didn't flop, he just didn't show
exactly.
That he could be that guy, and then all of a sudden, a couple years later, he's a 2nd rounder.
Mm-hmm.
So, just does not.
The gamble for the, so you gotta think. 110 to 2-6, that 5-pick gamble is worth it to me. Right?
It's going to be interesting.
You know, I don't know. I think 5 go. Who would be the receiver you think goes?
Smith or Waddle.
Okay.
So. Interesting. It's going to be interesting. There's a lot of first-round wide receivers, this year. You got Waddle, you got Smith, you got Tony, you got Bateman, you got fucking. He's just wearing his belt like he just owns this place. All right. On that note. James and I think we should both flip Coke off during his evil laugh. And draft tomorrow, boys. Get ready. And we'll be doing some interviews tomorrow and hearing some thoughts on post-draft takes. And then we'll definitely be doing a post-draft podcast recapping everything and talking free agency pickups and whatnot. But thanks for tuning in, boys. Appreciate you. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.